right now I'm talking about sound and sense. So what is poetry? Where is poetry? How is poetry? Next Friday night, Sound and Sense is happening, and there's 3 visual artists, 4 word-based poets, 1 band, 1 electronic act, 1 hip-hop duet, 1 DJ. So basically, there's just a lot going on. This is happening as part of the King's Cross Theatre pop-up Come Out Festival. And Sound and Sense invites you to unpack, question, and destroy poetry. So I'm joined in studio this morning by co-creator Sean Maroney to tell me more about what we can expect from that. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning.
So this is the second Sound and Sense. How and why did it all start?
So I love poetry.
Random. Surprising.
Who could have thought? And poetry just kind of generally sucks a bit in the way that it's perceived. We're taught it at school. It's the dusty old annals of crusty white men who died at war, or who kind of, you know, threw rocks at a woman's window or whatever. And it's static and it's hard. Or we have the other side, which is a contemporary kind of slam scene, which started with incredible roots, but has just kind of been taken over again by young white uni students being like, and I feel. And you're like, I don't want the clicking.
Cool. Yeah.
So the basically, clicking. I love it and I want to look at poetry in a different way. It's not a particular format of presentation, but a way of being. Poetry for me is responding to a auditory stimulus critically and imaginatively. And in that response, as Paul Valery, who's a kind of theorist philosopher dude, says, poetry occurs in the hesitation between sound and sense. And it's in that hesitation that I see that imaginative, critical process that goes on, that you try to find your feet, that you tread water, that you look around and figure out something and come to a conclusion. It can be your own, it can be the same one, it can be one you read in a book. It's all good. But that's what poetry is. And so it can absolutely smash through different boundaries of DJ, written word, drone, ambient.
It's all coming together for me now.
Yeah.
I'm understanding. So senses, do you kind of encompass all of them in this definition of poetry? Could it literally be anything sense-wise?
Yeah. It can literally be anything. And then you have, you know, those things of like, oh, well, if it's anything, is it everything? And you're like, well, I don't know. Why not?
You decide. Yeah.
Why not? Sometimes it'll be good. Sometimes it'll be bad. But more have fun. Like, I spend a lot of time in the electronic music scene on the weekends. That's a disparate audience to a clicking poetry kind of gathering at Sappho's or at Café Del Moir or at Sabadin, which would happen at Frida's. I want to bring my worlds together. I just want to have my cake and eat it too. So my co-creator Julia and I, Julia, who is incredible and gives so much inspiration, energy and everything into this, I went, well, let's start making it happen. She and I have big theatre backgrounds as well, so it's very kind of performatively based. We MC the night as 2 characters, Doggerel, which is mine, and Holloway Jones, which is Julia's. And so those 2 characters facilitate the night for you. So we also have some kind of absurd thing of these, you know, characters that don't particularly have a description. I guess Doggerel's kind of like a flamboyant in West Bogan. Holloway Jones.
In a West Bogan.
Yeah, you know, it's developing. Yeah. Come and see, you'll see. He wears a green mullet wig. It's fun.
So the whole thing kind of is in itself a performance then, if it's being emceed. It's kind of an all-encompassing show. Is it guided for you? Because there's obviously lots of things, like different bands and artists. Is it all happening at once? Is it
so single stage? Piece of lit floor.
Yeah.
That floor
in
be
other words.
Lit. introduce each act, you know, humorously, entertainingly, whatever, and guide you through. So it's almost like, in some ways, it's a highly, highly curated open mic. In another way, it might be a very strongly thematized and guided variety show. These are, you know, might be familiar formats, and I'm not going to sit here and be like, it's new, it's exciting, you've never seen anything like it. You've seen lots of things like it, but you haven't seen it.
And how have people responded to it in terms of trying to find this nexus between what you were saying before, like music and poetry are two loves. So how do people respond to that? Is it uncomfortable because it is in some ways a bit unusual?
Yeah, well, we had we're pushing different buttons this time. So the first Sound and Sense was very, very much, we promoted a DIY vibe, had a big kind of beautiful open warehouse and like made food so people could eat, and it was four and a half hours from start to finish, and very just like you could come in a little bit later, you could leave, very open and kind of time, you know, like two different half hour DJ sets that were kind of ambient just so you could walk around and drink and chat. And it was very, very much so you could do that all in your own time. And now this one is going to be very much more like a strictly guided concert. So pushing different buttons with each iteration and seeing how the audience responds. The first one we had a fairly small audience, I think maybe like 30, 35, 40, probably towards 40. But it had like really, really good responses, responses that were just kind of shocked me by how there people were for it. They're just like, this was so nice. There were three people that I spoke to who had just seen it on Facebook and then saw they had a mutual friend and so encouraged them to come. And they were like, they'd never been to a poetry anything. Mm. Hadn't looked at any poetry since school. And they were like, this is actually really cool. And I've had like just a lot of fun sitting and hanging out. And they're like, happened to be poetry that I actually quite liked because I didn't feel like the pressure or the weight.
Intimidated, yeah.
Yeah. And so that was a very hardening moment. That was pretty cool.
In that way, that's the means by which you're trying to, in quotations, destroy poetry. Like, it's kind of destroyed as we know it. Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
yeah.
Reinvent it.
I reckon we can say that. This blurb of the Seek and Destroy is this one, because we were like, wow, let's, you know, shoot a missile at.
Yeah. I think it's inviting because the destruction is inviting because it takes away that sense of intimidation or alienation from the medium that you haven't engaged with since high school.
Alienation's a great word to work with because as well, like where we think of poetry, we think it has to be really, really good.
Yeah.
So doggerel, which is just the word doggerel, means without artistic merit. And I've just chucked an umlaut and an accent onto the letters to make him fancy. But the character is literally built on the idea of lacking artistic merit, but of course is, you know, kind of my pride and joy running this event. And so at the same time, you know, the person, doggerel, who is in charge of this event and facilitating it is literally something without artistic merit. All just kind of all bets are off and you can just go in and enjoy. Like, this one's going to be quite like more radical than the last one in terms of the disparateness of the acts. We have do you know The Regime? They're a Sydney band, good following, funk soul, like 12 to 15 pieces depending on the night.
Wow.
They're great fun, little cross promotion for them. Keegan, or Keggles MC, is he's kind of the rap guy and a hip-hop artist who is performing here. So the final half hour of the night will be like a big hip-hop set that'll just be heaving. We have preceding that will be Roy Batty Jr., who's an electronic artist who works a lot with anime music, but is going to be doing a 30-minute kind of drone ambient set. And then before that, there's going to be a punk band called Cookbook Book Club, which only writes songs about food. So they're going to be literally 30 minutes, 30 minutes, 30 minutes. There's no other event that you can see them. Maybe there shouldn't be an event where you can see them next to each other. But in that discomfort, you know, walk to the back of the room if you don't like it, walk to the front of the room.
It's challenging.
Yeah. And it's going to be challenging in a way that, like, I'm in the Bordello room, which is where we're at King's Cross Hotel. It's like red velvet couches. So you can be challenged while being like heaps bougie kind of 1950s.
Sounds like my kind of challenging.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we've just been talking all about Sound and Sense, which is happening at the King's Cross Theatre next Friday, the 22nd from 7 p.m. And it's only one night. So this is your main chance to come and see it. You can grab tickets from the Facebook event and they're only $20. We'll put all the details up on our show page. Thank you so much for joining us, Sean.
Thank you so much, Nicole.
See you next Friday.